Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, when it comes to the Mississippi River and the flow and a lot of the other circumstances in and around the management of the river, what you find is it's pretty fragile. And it takes a lot of intervention in order to make things actually work. And there was an incredible article in the Times-Picayune written by Mike Smith on August the 7th. I would check it out. Very well done. You get to see a map of the old river control complex that we're going to talk about. And why this is really coming to the forefront is that there was a study that was being conducted by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to see whether or not they could utilize more dynamic management of flow through the old river, which could be beneficial as a result of some other things happening that our guest, Dr. Zhi Jun Xu, will be telling us about in a moment. So it's critical that they get the funding to get back onto this study because of rain rates, because of sediment in the river and otherwise. And our guest, Dr. Xu, is here. He's a LSU hydrology professor. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Doc, I hope I touched on a little bit of setting up this conversation and just how fragile and how difficult it is to maintain the river, because as you pointed out in the article, the Mississippi and the Atchafalaya River are truly in love with one another. They want to be one, right?
Yes. Yeah. The Mississippi River has changed its course several times in the past 7,000 years. So there is always a possibility that the river switches its course back to its ancient river channel.
And the old river structure that's made up of a number of different pieces and parts to include dams, gates, a lock, a hydroelectric plant, controls working in tandem control all of this river flow to make sure that that doesn't happen, right?
Yes, that is true. So basically, the old river control structure is designed to control flow into the Atchafalaya. So usually about 25 or on an annual basis, 25% of the Mississippi River's water is diverted into the Atchafalaya on annual basis. Yeah.
And you also have a third river that comes into play, the Red River, that runs into the Atchafalaya as well. And this structure creates a mix of Mississippi River water as well as Red River water into the Atchafalaya.
Yes. Yeah. The entire flow of the Red River goes into the Atchafalaya, joined by 25% of the Mississippi River's water. So the flow in the Atchafalaya fluctuates depending on the diversion ratio of the Mississippi and also the flow of the Red River.
So let's look at this for a moment from a macro sense. If we were to go north, all the way to the Canadian border, a good percentage, and I forgot what the number was, of water from that area flows right through that old river structure every year, right?
Yes, yeah. The Mississippi River basin is fairly large. It collects water from the Canadian border, like you just mentioned, from that region, which we call the upper Mississippi River Basin. But the river also connects the water from the Ohio River Basin, Tennessee River Basin, and the Missouri River Basin, and the Arkansas White River Basin. So the majority of fresh water contributed to the Mississippi River channel above the old river contour structure is mainly from the Ohio River Basin. So the Ohio Tennessee River Basin contributes about 60% of the flow, while about 70% of the sediment is contributed by the Missouri River Basin. Yeah, it collects a lot of flow from various tributaries. Yeah, Missouri, Arkansas, Upper Mississippi, and the Ohio River Basin.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, you say that one of your concerns at this point in time, because of the amount of rainfall, the flow rate of the water, coupled with the amount of what you just talked about, sediment that is flowing down the river, both that's located both north of the old river structure as well as south of the old river structure, could potentially be the perfect storm to create a situation where the old river structure would fail. Is that correct?
Yes, the situation is this. When water with sediment comes down from the upper river basin to the old river contour structure, so like we already know, about 25% of the water is diverted into the Atchafalaya River, but not the same percentage of sediment is diverted into the Atchafalaya. So most sediment remains in the Mississippi River main channel, and this sediment moving down or moving south of the old river control structure, because of deceleration of water, so reduction of water flow, sediment becomes seeded below the old river control structure and making the river bed rising up. The river bed elevation increases, creating like a dam effect. So backing flow back from the Mississippi main channel back to the old river contour structure. So during a high flow event, this backwater can be very powerful. So the backwater will flow back towards the structure and could potentially overwhelm the structure. Yeah. There are two concerns. One is the sedimentation below the old river contour structure that will create increase, strengthen the dam effect. It's just like a dam. Mm-hmm. And another one is there is already huge amount of sediment piled upstream of the old river contour structure. From that point to Vicksburg, there are over 5 million tons, 500 million tons of sediment piled in the river channel, based on our estimation. that amount of sediment can migrate downstream and then making the situation even further worse. So that is our concern. Yeah.
And the way that the water flows is kind of an issue too, right? Because it's got this churning action where it's actually, that's why it's able to move a lot of this sediment downriver, correct?
Yes. Yeah. During high flow, the river bed could be scoured. The sediment will migrate downstream. So the sediment is in high dynamics. They can migrate and then stop and migrate and stop depending on flow.
So, Dr. Hsu, in the end, that is why there's this concern that we really need to get back to this study, because by law, the flow rates are set by federal law. And what everybody's looking for is to be is to have the ability to change that depending on conditions that are presented, instead of being just locked into this one baseline that was actually established back in the 1950s. Am I reading that correctly?
Yes. Yes, sir.
So it's important that they get this study back up and running to give the folks that are managing the flow the ability to deal with the phenomenon that you just outlined, because you believe it could provide or could be a very dangerous occurrence, one that we might have to take measures to deal with that we really don't want to take.
Yeah, we definitely need to do more study and to also do some physical experiment to see how what is a threshold that could trigger such an event to occur. So we needed to figure out the threshold under which situation, under which flow condition that could occur. And given the changing climate and given the change in extreme precipitation in the upper Mississippi River Basin. So there are several critical issues that we needed to study. And in addition to that, we also needed to do risk assessment and preparation assessment for a situation when such an event occurred, how we could fix the problem in a very short time, you know.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Because you would be just taking a shot in the dark otherwise, without any empirical data or study to back up what you're looking at. Dr. Yes. Zhijun Hsu, thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully we get this thing refunded and back up and running, because if the river alters, New Orleans is out of luck. And it's not a good thing by any stretch of the imagination. Absolutely. Thank you, sir. LSU hydrology professor. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line. Stay with us.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.